computer privilege. You don't win it, you earn it.
Computer time is his favorite time at school, but generally, school is frustrating for 9-year-old Charles and his mother. Charles is in a special education class in Aldine ISD, but according to his mom, who will call Nicole to protect her son's identity, school officials don't want him there. Nicole admits Charles, who has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, has had outbursts, biting his teachers and even trying to hurt himself at school.
He's still able to get out of his classroom and run out of the school to run into the street to get hit by a car. My son is suicidal. My son was in the classroom and choked himself. He was choking himself till he was basically almost blue in the face. No one called me on that at all.
When it comes to Charles' violent outbursts, Mike Downey, Assistant Deputy Director with the Mental Health Mental Retardation Authority of Harris County, is not surprised.
That's a very large symptom of depression or behavior that comes out of depression with children. You would think that depressed kids are not violent, but they are. That's kind of their way of showing their depression.
Caring for Charles and her other three children is overwhelming. Nicole is frustrated and doesn't know where to turn to get adequate help for her son.
This is a long, long, long road for me. It's going to be super, super hard. I just don't know what else to do. I'm trying my best as a single parent. I'm just hoping it's some glimpse of hope. It's somebody that can help me with my son.
Downey says there is. He urges parents like Nicole to seek out MHMRA's Eligibility Center, which helps families navigate whatever resources are available.
Because a big part of this is the navigation. It's being able to know who to go to. It's trying to help folks understand what they have to do to get through some of these doors that are difficult to get through, how to deal with the schools, because that's a whole other issue. And generally just tell the parents kind of what the next step is.
And Downey reminds parents to take care of themselves so they stay healthy enough to help their child. Nicole plans to contact MHMRA. She's also trying to move Charles to another school. Carolyn Campbell, News 92 FM.